Yes. Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are just conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Am I what?
A registered voter in the state of Florida.
Yes, I am.
All right. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposed to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17 years old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. So, by any chance, do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it 1,000%. This is outrageous.
Got it. Now, as you may know as well, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. So, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No. Let their names be out there. If you committed a crime, let your name be out there.
So you're strongly opposed to that, pretty much?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it, ma'am. Now, some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. So would you support or oppose the legislation that gives you crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Okay, that's a question that I'm finding hard to understand. The people who commit the crimes want
mm-hmm.
to conceal their identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does the police with deadly force have to do with it?
Pretty much the question is if you support or oppose that the legislation gives crime victims the right to conceal their names.
Oh, crime victims. The
yeah.
victims of crime.
Yeah, but does
yeah,
not allow the
can,
police
they...
officer.
Yes, I agree with that.
Strongly support or just somewhat
yeah,
support?
I strongly support that.
All right. Now, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or just low?
My what?
If you feel that your state and local tax burden in Florida is
no,
much
too high.
Much too high?
Much too high.
Got it. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spend tax revenue in a relative wasteful manner?
No, they're spending it in a wasteful manner.
Got it. Now, sorry, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. So would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Being an animal owner, I would approve that, but my question is, who's paying for that? I'm not going to pay for another person to have video calls with their veterinarian. Who's paying for that? I'm sorry, I know you're just asking the questions.
Yeah.
But these are
yeah.
questions that are very difficult because I don't have an explanation.
Yeah.
I am
no,
a pet owner. I'm a responsible
mm-hmm.
pet owner, and I have a very expensive veterinarian. Okay. So
okay.
if I'm going to approve this, who is paying for it? Because I'm not paying any more out of my tax dollars in the state of Florida.
Got
so
it.
That's a very difficult question for me to answer. I cannot answer that unless
okay.
I have more documentation.
Okay. Not a problem, ma'am. Now let me continue with the next question then. The cost of veterinary care has increased, as you may know, more than 10% annually. So putting care out of reach for many pet owners, would you support or oppose the legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Once again, who's paying for this? I mean, I have never, I'm sorry. I am very politically immersed in everything that's going on, especially in the state of Florida. I have never heard of any of this.
Okay.
I'm not sure what is going on with this. I think DeSantis, okay, or Mussolini has bigger fish to fry than to be talking about veterinary care. Okay. He's got bigger fish to fry in the state of Florida. So I can't answer that question. I'm sorry, because I don't have enough information to answer it. I just don't.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends when most clinics are closed. So the telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. So do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use the telemedicine?
Who's paying for it? Again, I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer and put my opinion on something that I have not read about. Who is paying for this? I am not taking money out of my tax dollars for someone who cannot take care of their pet. If you don't have money to take care of your pet, then you should not have one. I'm sorry. I'm very firm about that. And I'm not putting my tax dollars out there, okay, when I am paying, you know, insurance through the roof because of Governor DeSantis and these idiots, okay, in the legislature, these Republicans. So I'm not going to answer that. I can't. I'm sorry. It's like I don't have any information on that. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, if you're asking me if you ask me questions of things that I am up with every single day that I follow, then that's another story. This is the first time I hear of any legislation about pets when there is so much going on in the state of Florida. So I can't answer that. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Now, moving on to the next question. The veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. So would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associated profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Yeah, I'll approve that, yes.
Okay.
I'll support that.
Okay. Now, do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notes in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis?
Okay, repeat that again. What?
Sure, not a problem. Do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notes in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis?
Public notes of what? I don't
just
understand.
General information. General information about, you know.
I don't know about whom. About whom? Who made up these questions, for God's sake? Who made up these questions? I know you didn't. You're just doing your job. But who made up these questions?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's that these questions are ridiculous. You're asking me, should they publish notes? What notes? Whose notes? I mean, it doesn't make, I'm sorry. Maybe somebody else will answer for you, but I'm not a stupid person. I'm asking, you know, who made up these stupid questions?
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is required to publish public notice. That's my bad.
Public notice about what?
About pretty much the government and the things that they are doing. Based on the question
they need to put out public notice and let the people in the state of Florida know what's going on. Yes.
Okay. Got it.
This
and
public
sorry,
notice,
ma'am.
Yes. I don't know what public notes are. This public notice, yes.
Okay. Sorry about that, ma'am. Now, how likely do you think you will be to seek out of public notice if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printer or online newspaper? Will it be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
very unlikely to do what? To go into the government website?
Website? Yes.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Okay. So, as you may know, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. So how important do you feel vacations rental are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Vacation rentals. Wow. Mm-hmm. We have so much going on in the state of Florida, and somebody's asking about vacation rentals. It doesn't matter to me. Sure, they're important. Yeah, somewhat important. There you go. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Okay. Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
That is their personal business. If they want to rent out their homes, that is not for DeSantis or Republicans to be involved in. So, yes, it is their business if they want to rent out their homes. It's nobody's business. Yes.
Okay. Understood. And do you feel Floridians should or shouldn't have the right or to rent out of a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They can rent it out if, as long as they're not collecting a homestead exemption. Yeah, they have a right. If you buy a property and you want to rent it, yeah, rent it out. Why not?
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, got it. And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or shouldn't not be consistent throughout the state?
Okay, repeat that again. What?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or shouldn't be consistent throughout the state?
The state of Florida is diverse. It should not be consistent. The state of Florida is diverse. I mean, why should something in Miami Beach cost the same as something in Ocala? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, Miami Beach is a lot more lucrative and a lot more engaging and inviting for people than going to Ocala to see cows. That's what they still have in Ocala. No, so it should vary by depending on where you are.
Okay, understood. Now, just a general question, ma'am. Do you know how to swim by any chance?
Do I know how to swim?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
I'm sorry, is this a joke? Are you pulling a fast one on me?
No, not at all, ma'am. We are calling.
Who made up these questions?
Well, actually, I'm not being told, so that don't influence your opinion at all. And we are calling on behalf of Opinion Research, ma'am. That's the company. That
wow.
Is, you know,
I'm thinking I'm on Candid Camera, the old Candid Camera, or somebody's pulling my chain with all of these questions. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is just part of the questions that I have in the survey, ma'am. And I apologize if you're feeling that way, but I'm just, you know, just running the survey.
No, I know you're just running a survey,
mm-hmm.
but the state of Florida has massive problems, and you're asking me if I know how to swim. Okay, are we done?
Well, right now we're on the 50% completion of the survey.
Are the questions all like this, continuing like this, asking me if I know how to swim, or do I have a swimming pool? Is this what the next questions are going to be? Because if they are, then this survey is done. Because if you're going to ask me substantive questions, okay, about politics and the state of Florida and whatever, I'll be happy to answer them. But if I'm going to be asked these, which is not you again, it's not you, okay? If I'm going to be asked these asinine questions, I'm not going to bother with it anymore because they are ridiculous, okay? Stupid questions asking me whether I know how to swim, when you have the head of the representative of the Republican Party having a threesome, okay, and being accused of rape. Hello? And you're asking me if I know how to swim. So if the rest of the questions are basically like this, then I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to cut this out. I'm not going to do this. I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to continue having my glass of wine. I'm not answering any more stupid questions.
Well, the next question, ma'am, and you can consider it as well, is do you think every child should or should not to learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Dear God, yes. What an ask, another stupid question. Yes, every child should learn how to swim. Every single one of them.
Okay. Now, in general speaking, do you think that the Florida's public school are on the right track, or do you think that they are on the wrong track at the moment? In general,
No, they're on the wrong track because of Ron DeSantis. Banning books, going after the LGBTQ community, going after immigrants, only wanting little white children. Yes, they're on the wrong track. Thank you.
Oh, okay, got it. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement, ma'am. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Yes, they do. They have the right to belong to a union. So, yes.
Strongly agree. Or just somewhat agree.
No, I agree big time. Teachers should have the right to negotiate their salary. Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, I have here two statements about Florida's school curriculum. So after hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion, okay? So the first one is, public school must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and societies into learning. And the second one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
The first one.
The first one. Got it. And in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
I own my own home, sir. So I'm not looking for housing, but the insurance rates are through the roof. Thank you, Ron DeSantis.
Got it, ma'am. And now, by any chance, has anyone in your extended family or a friend either faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable houses in Florida?
Gladly, no. Luckily, no.
No, luckily. Okay. And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
No, it could be, but that's a difficult question to answer. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
I have no idea.
Okay. And do you feel that the local government in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
No, they do have a responsibility.
Got it. And do you believe Florida's local governments should or shouldn't take more decisive action at a local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Those questions are more oriented to the, you know, government pretty much.
So. That's a very hard question to answer. That's a hard question to answer. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Okay, not a problem. Now, if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as fire rights, police, and teachers, how would you that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would have no effect on your voting decision?
Will not affect my voting decision.
Got it. And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. So it will require that the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are below 100, 38% of the federal poverty level and who meet the other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for this, the individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. So it would also direct the Agency of Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. So if you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say that people have to make 138% below the poverty level? Is that what you said?
No, pretty much it will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age 18 and under the age 65 whose incomes are or below the 188%.
Below, okay, that's the part where you need to below?
Below, yeah. Below the 188%.
The answer is no. That means nope. You have to be on the street homeless.
Got it. Understood. Now, currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make more than 26% of the federal poverty level, so which is $6,400 per year for a family of three. So Medicaid isn't available to adults who do not have minor children. So the proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,000 for a family of three and provide access to benefit to adults making less than $20,000. After hearing this, will you vote yes or no on this amendment?
I would probably vote yes.
Okay.
But in my understanding, the state of Florida took Medicaid away.
Okay.
But that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Ma'am, right now I just have a statistical purposes questions here on the survey.
Okay.
So let me ask you, what is your age?
I'm not answering.
Okay, not a problem. And which of the following best describes your race? White Cat Calcicum, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
I am a white Hispanic of descent. So mark it however which way you want. I am of Hispanic descent, but I'm
okay.
White.
Okay, got it. And do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No, I am American first. With Cuban descent, so I'm not Cuban-American. I am American first.
Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school by any chance?
No, thank God. They're gone. No, done.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, this is just a general question, you know.
I'm female.
Female? Okay.
Female.
Got it. Ma'am, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your cooperation, your patience, and all your help, okay? And
I apologize for all the questions. Some of them are, if there's something to answer there, tell them their questions are stupid and ridiculous, that we have bigger fish to fry in the state of Florida. But that's okay. It's not your fault.
Understood, ma'am. And not a problem. You know, your voice matter, really. And I really appreciate that you were just saying all the things to me. It was really nice conversation, and I enjoy it. Trust me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good evening and have a great holiday.
You as well. And take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.